Facts and Arts.
My Family and Other Animals. Various Pets Alive and Dead by Marina Levitska. Fig Tree. Not many authors could successfully mix lentils, bra burning and free love with city traders, quantitative analysts and the mathematical calculations that supposedly make naked short selling, CDOs and subprime mortgages infallible. But Marina Levitska is an exception. The best-selling author of a 2005 hit, A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian, has set her fourth book in London and Doncaster and uses farce, irony and biting wit to explore serious issues. Various Pets, Alive and Dead features a group of sharply drawn and sharp-tongued characters. Marcus and Doro, elderly ex-hippies from Solidarity Hall, a left-wing commune, still wear their slogan T-shirts and crave the non-bourgeois, non-private, non-nuclear, non-monogamous community of their past. To make the present bearable, Marcus is writing a never-ending history of the left-wing movement, while Doro looks after the Down syndrome child they're raising. She fulfills her longing for militant action by campaigning to save local allotments. Their daughter Clara, named after Clara Zetkin, a German proto-feminist, and son Serge, Victor Serge, a Belgian-Russian revolutionary, are somewhat different. Clara, a Doncaster schoolteacher, battles to educate children who smell of cigarette smoke, chip fat and urine, while craving order, clean bathrooms and a man, preferably Mr. Gorst, the headmaster, whose hunky presence makes her giddy with girlish desire. Her brother Serge, whose parents think he's studying for a Cambridge PhD in maths, a worthy validation of their ideals, has ditched academic life to become a city fat cat at Financial and Trading Consolidated Alliance, FATCA, in London. When he's not fixated by the figures on his computer screen, he fantasises about the figure of Marushka Malko, a haughty Eastern European quant in slinky skirts and slingback shoes you could stab kittens with. This quartet takes the story from present to past and back again in a series of sparkingly humorous vignettes. The clever bit is that while whooshing the reader along on a tide of wit, the author also neatly explores the morals and values of different generations and the impact that these have on family dynamics. Never has reading about something serious been quite so much fun.